smallholder farmers actually produce most of the world's food, and they're also some of the people that sometimes go hungry. There are studies over many decades that show smallholder farmers can actually produce more food per land area than large farms when they have adequate access to resources and inputs. But there's often many things that smallholder farmers in rural areas lack, such as access to capital, information, infrastructure, good roads. And so with these kind of things, they have potential to increase their yields. And also, smallholder farms actually employ more people than large farms. So in many cases, the issue of hunger is an issue of how do we support smallholder farms.
So what should be the focus then in supporting smallholder farmers?
You know, I would say, first of all, just that there needs to be more public investment in agriculture. If you look at Africa, what's happened since the 1980s is just been a decrease in investment in rural areas. So, you know, there's not good infrastructure in rural areas. There's not good extension services to rural communities in terms of educating people about markets, ways of producing, things like that. There just needs to be a whole lot more public investment, and donor governments also need to be investing more. Public investment can do things that private investment can't. For example, African governments set the goal in 2004 of all the countries getting their investment in agriculture up to 10%, but only a few of them have actually achieved that.
So then how can smallholder farmers sustain themselves without having to rely on outside aid?
First of all, most smallholder farmers do feed themselves without outside aid. It's just when there are crises, for example, war and conflict, often disrupt agricultural production, and then drought and extreme weather do that. And also, since people are poor and living on the margins of society, when they have, say, a health emergency in the family or other reason they need cash, they often sell part of their crop for cash, but then maybe run out of food toward the end of the year. So that's why we often see hunger. When small farmers have good conditions, they are often very productive.
So basically, when they are dealing with these types of issues, war, conflict, extreme weather conditions, the effects of climate change and having to adapt to all of these situations, what is really going to make them to be more resilient?
Well, I think access, first of all, to the capital and the seeds and things like that to respond to a crisis. So, you know, first of all, if there's conflict, I mean, the first thing you need is peace, obviously. And if there's extreme weather or people have suffered a disaster, people need capital to get started up again the next year, and we need seeds and things like this. But one thing that's notable is that often native crops are hardier in climate change than crops bred elsewhere that require sort of specific amounts of fertilizer and water. Often the native crops are more resilient in and of themselves. Obviously, aid can be needed when people have suffered disasters.